You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning, this is Monique Buchanan, the host of the Welcome Home with Monique show. And on this show, I talk all things real estate. Listen, I want to thank you for tuning in. Hello, Las Vegas. It's Monique Buchanan, the host of the Welcome Home with Monique show. And listen, I have an amazing show for you out there that love luxury. Tune on in because we're going to dive right on in with Mr. Kruger, who is a senior vice president overseeing the high-rise project I discussed on last week's show. If you remember, I kind of hinted at there is a beautiful high-rise project that's going up, some great opportunity there. And I had the privilege of attending a private tour, and I highly recommend all of you guys, if you have the privilege or opportunity to see it firsthand yourselves. So I want to introduce once again, Mr. Kruger. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Monique. My pleasure.
So, yeah, can you just go ahead and just dive right in? I mean, I was so impressed with your guys' tour that you gave me. So can you elaborate on the unique features and amenities that your luxury high-rise condo project has that sets it apart from other developments here in the area?
Absolutely. And it was our pleasure to have you at our Experience Center today. I'll start first by just giving a little bit of an overview with our location, because as you know, especially when it comes to real estate and particularly luxury developments, the location means everything in amongst, you know, the finishes and the amenities and a lot of other things. Particularly timing is another one when it comes to a development like this. So the private master plan just adjacent to downtown Las Vegas. And this has been in the works as far as this master plan for almost 2 decades when Mayor Oscar Goodman first had the vision for it, and he wanted it to be the jewel of the desert. It took quite a while because we had a little thing called the Great Recession that kind of set things back a little bit back in 2008. But, you know, about a decade ago, the Smith Center was built. It's become a top 10 performing arts center in the country, and that's really the beacon and the center point of the master plan. And then we have a lot of other cool things that are happening around us. It is truly taking shape in a fashion that I don't think even some of the best visionaries thought was going to happen 20 years ago. We have the Lou Ruvo Brain Institute. We have the Cleveland Clinic. So we've got some world-renowned medical facilities, and those areas are going to be expanded further because medical tourism is becoming a very big component of the Las Vegas nomenclature. And then we have a lot of luxury rental apartments that have been built. There's been over 600 built in the last few years alone. There's 600 more being built right now that will be finished sometime next year. There's a new 441-room dual-branded hotel that is going right across from the Discovery Children's Museum. That should be done sometime next year. We've got Elaine Wynn, who is partnering with the Los Angeles County Museum of Arts to bring Las Vegas its first world-class art museum. Yeah. And that's just to get started. Mm-hmm. And then there's a few other big pieces that are coming, including our parcel that's going to feature 100,000 square feet of commercial space. Las Vegas is going to have in this area its first grocery store, which will probably occupy about 25,000 to 30,000 square feet. We imagine kind of a cross between a Whole Foods and a Trader Joe's type concept. Okay. There'll be about 45,000 square feet of office space, and there'll be an additional 35,000 of residential friendly retail space. Probably about a dozen different retail establishments, of which half of those will be food and beverage. And so we're excited about what that mixed use component is going to bring. There's also going to be an additional 153 luxury rentals. as part of our overall development, but the anchor to our development is the high-rise tower, 32 stories, 240 luxury condominium residences that will range from an 850 square foot one bedroom to a 2600 top floor penthouse as part of our penthouse collection. We have one bedrooms, one bedroom dens, two bedroom den floor plans. The initial interest has been palpable since we started taking priority reservations about 90 days ago. We've already priority reserved almost 100 of the 240 already. We're getting ready to convert those to resident-specific reservations beginning next week, where we'll be taking a small deposit, and then we'll be converting those to purchase agreements probably during the months of May and June, where we then anticipate starting construction probably early this coming fall, and the delivery of the development will be probably the fourth quarter of 2026. It's about a two-year cycle. So within the tower, we're going to have 45,000 square feet of private amenity space. We'll have one floor that's designated just to health and wellness. We'll have steam, cold plunge, sauna. We'll have various rooms to get all kinds of different fitness going on in your body, men's and women's locker rooms. We'll have hospitality suites to put your overnight guests in. And then we'll have on our seventh floor a 25,000 square foot private residence club that will have everything from a golf simulator to a exterior cigar lounge to an entertainment and gaming lounge to obviously a pool with views of the strip to outdoor entertainment spaces and barbecue pods and pet parks. And all kinds of stuff. So we're really excited about what this is going to mean, because it's going to be the first of its kind for Las Vegas in terms of being a walkable, pedestrian-friendly urban living environment. There's nothing else like it in the city. And one of the things that really separates from other condominium towers throughout Vegas or even around the country is that the developers own to the edge of the curb, which means our sidewalks are private,
right?
Meaning that we will have a transient free zone within the master plan. And so for those people of means that are looking for an affluent type of lifestyle that's going to literally be walkable to everything. You could get up in the morning, go have a cup of coffee, go check out the art museum, see a show at the Smith Center, have a nice dinner, and not have to drive your car at all. And one of the things coming down the road is the Boring Company is doing the Vegas Loop. You'll be able to catch the Vegas Loop and go through the underground tunnel to connect to areas like the Strip and all the different athletic venues that we have right now in terms of T-Mobile, Allegiant Stadium, and obviously the new Las Vegas A's Stadium that just got announced as the first renderings came out. And eventually you'll be able to take the Vegas Loop to where the Brightline station will connect you to a high-speed train that'll take you into Southern California. So you could literally go from our condominium tower all the way to Southern California without having to get in your car in probably 2.5 hours. So I don't know too many other places that you can do that.
I was just blown away with all the amenities and like you said, the convenience of the location. If you're just tuning in, this is Monique Buchanan, and I have Mr. Kruger on, and he's going over some of the amenities and the area and just everything about the luxury high-rise project that he is vice president of. So if we're going to dive back into it really quick, you were discussing the views as well that you can see from the, you know, from the high rise. And can you just touch on that as well?
Yeah. So obviously, since we're 32 stories, we're going to have, and based on where, how our tower is situated, not just on our site, but in terms of what you can see north, south, east, and west. One of the things that we have at our experience center is we will be able to show any prospective buyer, we'll be able to show you what the views look like. We did a lot of drone work, and we've now taken that drone work and we've put it into a sales virtual environment where we can show you the actual views from any one of the condos in the development. Obviously, looking to the south, you're going to get stunning views of the strip. We kind of coin it that you'll kind of get what we refer to as the Brooklyn effect, if you're familiar with that. And Brooklyn, looking back towards Manhattan, you kind of get that more postcard look instead of being right in the thick of the action. And so while we're not right in the heart of the strip, we're just outside of it, and we'll have some views of that. To the west, you're going to have the views of the Red Rock Mountains and some sunsets that that we get here in the Las Vegas Valley to the north. You'll have the Sheep Mountains and then the views to the east, especially as it starts to get to dusk and into night.
Yes. And if you're just tuning in, once again, I can connect you with Mr. Krueger if you're interested in doing a private tour and finding out more, you know, firsthand and actually walking the project with Mr. Krueger. You can reach me at 702-984-3700, 702-984-3700, Monique Buchanan, and I will get you in touch with Mr. Krueger. He will take you through all of these beautiful amenities. And like he said, you'll have those, you'll have that coming up, what, next week, where they can see the views and all that?
Yeah, so we have, you know, besides being able to have that, we have built out vignettes of a kitchen and a primary bathroom, so you can touch and feel the quality of the finishes that
and
we're going
beautiful.
To be putting in the homes.
Right.
We've got a scale model, so you can see the overall development. We have our design studio, so you can see the three different color packages that we have, a light, a medium, and a dark. So we've got a lot of resources and tools to help someone make a very good, not just an emotional, but a logical purchase decision for one of the most unique developments that we, not just in Vegas, but really across the United States, we were recently voted in Mansion Global as one of only two projects in the U.S. and one of only five mentioned globally of top projects that will start development in the year 2024.
Wow. Let me ask you something too, Brian. What measures have you guys taken to like ensure security, safety, and privacy of these residents for the high-rise complex?
Good question. So obviously, as part of the homeowners' dues, which are estimated to be about 65 cents a square foot, all the amenities I mentioned, but we will have, you know, 24-hour security and concierge. We'll have valet parking. This master plan has roving security as well. There are artificial intelligence-based cameras that are required throughout any development within the master plan as well. So the city, the developers themselves are going to great lengths to make sure that this community is one that's elevated because of the covenants making the sidewalks private and making it a transient free zone. That certainly lends to that, but there's a lot of different things that we're doing from a safety and security perspective.
Yes, and my client was really impressed with like the cigar lounge. You said there was a whole health and wellness floor that all
yep.
comes with living in this community. Can you kind of touch on that?
Yeah, so all those amenities, the roughly almost 45,000 square feet that are private just for those that live and own within the tower.
Uh-huh.
Those dues, as I mentioned, are 65 cents a square foot. That also includes water, sewer, garbage, recycling, and includes the gas to the building. We have gas cooking, which people love in a condominium.
Right.
It includes the master insurance policy. So all of those are included in the monthly homeowners association dues. But the real focus is on, you know, what you can do, not just outside within a short walking distance, but inside. Obviously, you're going to have a home to live in, but you're going to have everything you want within the community itself in terms of that health and wellness. If you want to go do a cold plunge, if you want to go catch a quick workout, mm-hmm. if you want to go down to the cigar lounge, if yeah. you want to hire a private chef and reserve the private entertainment lounge
right.
And bar, you can do that. There's just so many different things that are available within our private residence club that really elevates the experience. We're even going to have a little convenience store, Monique,
yes.
down in the grand lobby. So if you don't feel like walking a half a block to the grocery store, you can simply go down to the grand lobby and there'll be a convenience store down there to pick up some, you know, your bottle of wine or some eggs or some
yeah.
coffee or anything like that will be down there. So we've really left no stone unturned when it comes to providing an unrivaled amenity package within our community.
Absolutely. And if you guys are just tuning in and you'd like to take a private tour with Mr. Krueger, you can reach me at 702-984-3700. I will get you right on over to Mr. Krueger, 702-984-3700. And okay, one more thing. I mean, there's so much, you know, that we can't discuss that we're not going to have enough time to discuss on this, you know, on the show. So one thing I do want to talk about is my particular client that I brought today. He's an mm-hmm. investor. And so with that being said, can you talk about, like you were talking about, the potential rental income and resale value for these luxury condos as well, which was, you know, mind-blowing when you were talking about this particular area already is blowing everybody out the water as far as rental. per square foot?
Yeah. So, yeah, Monique. So one of the things that we've seen is that, you know, the current luxury rentals within the master plan are achieving some of the highest, if not the highest, rents on a price per square foot in the Las Vegas Valley. Some of the new projects that are already under construction right now will continue to get higher rents on a price per square foot. And we imagine anybody that decided to purchase one as an investment within our condominium tower, those rents will be elevated even further because, one, it's full ownership, and one, because of the amenity package that we're going to have as well. And so, yes, we will allow investor purchases. We are limiting them to 25% of the total homes within the community. There will be a requirement that has a 6-month minimum lease period. Short-term rentals are not allowed per the city of Las Vegas. And right. And from what I've seen over my 30 plus years being involved in these type of developments, early adopters always tend to do best in terms of the long-term retail value of the condominium. Obviously, as we go through our sales program, it's always best to get in early because we have a very disciplined energy pricing model that will continue to raise the values of the home throughout the sales program. And so it always benefits those early adopters to get in. And, you know, at some point you may want to turn around and sell it if you don't want to rent it for a long period of time. Because we are going to have a second tower coming behind us that we have a parcel next to us that we have a right of first refusal on, that's going to drive up values even further down the road. So there's some very good opportunities for investors. And, you know, if they want to schedule an appointment with you and come down and meet with my sales team or myself, we'd be happy to go through all the specifics of those details.
Absolutely. And once again, to schedule an appointment with me to get you with Mr. Krueger is 702-984-3700, 702-984-3700. So real quick, how does somebody reserve the purchase, you know, or how does the reservation, I should say, and the purchase process work?
Great question. So we are nearing a 3-month period where we've been doing priority reservations where prospective purchasers are reserving a floor plan type. So say, oh gosh, I like your 1-bedroom den. Great. We do a simple document. There's been no money required at this point. We are now starting next week where we're going to be converting those near 100 priority reservations that we have. We'll be converting those to resident-specific reservations that will require a $10,000 refundable deposit. Mm-hmm. And then anybody new coming in, we'll probably still do priority reservations over the course of the next month or so until we work through all of our priority reservation holders. Once we get through that process, then we will fully transition to just taking resident-specific reservations with that $10,000 deposit. And then probably in May, June, we will transition to converting those resident-specific reservations to purchase and sale agreements. If it is a primary or secondary purchaser, the additional deposit, which is a total of 20% of the purchase price, is required. If it's an investor, it's 25% of the purchase price is required. That goes into the title and escrow company. And then before we start construction, those funds do get released to the developer. They use it to help fund construction and development, but they are required to bond around those deposits in the event of a seller default. I've not seen that much
right.
in my 31 years, but we want to make sure that that deposit is protected
yeah.
in a worst case scenario. And so it is. But that gives you the general timeline. And then hopefully, as I mentioned, we start construction later this summer, early fall, with estimated completion in the fourth quarter of 2026.
You know what I love the most is that you said it doesn't cost, you know, anything. There's no upfront cost as far as getting onto the, you know, the reservation list.
Correct.
But once you do put down your EMD or your deposit, you lock the price now.
Yes.
And that is huge because most builders don't do that. So you're going to lock the price now. Can you touch a little bit? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a really big deal. I mean, I've been involved in many developments like this over my 30 years. And when you can do that, obviously you are locking in because you're going to take advantage of, obviously, as I mentioned, our dynamic pricing model
right.
that will continue to increase values as we go through mm-hmm. The program. And if you have a home to sell, mm-hmm. one of the best things is you don't have to worry about that now. Your home's going to is going to increase in value over the next 2.5 years until our development is done. So you're getting appreciation on two properties
win-win.
At the same time. Plus, it allows you time, and a lot of people get stressed out about, oh, I got to move in the next 30 to 45 right. days. You're going to have 2.5 years to plan for this move. And so we make it as,
and to make equity.
As stress-free environment as possible.
2.5 years to make equity as well.
That's right.
That's the part that we love. So
yes,
I just
ma'am.
See so much potential, like, you know, as far as not only investments, but hey, I'm looking at those like, hey, you could, like you said, I can walk out of my door and take the, is it the Brightline? Down to the Strip, or I can take the coming soon. What is the one that goes all the way to LA? What is that called again? Help me
so
out.
Yeah, the Vegas Loop is the one that will take you down to the
yes.
Strip, and then the Bright Line will connect you to Southern California.
That's the one. I had them backwards. I mean, they have withheld nothing, not one expense. And we didn't even talk about the ceilings. The ceilings are super high, and that's huge in condos, so you don't have that claustrophobic feel. The ceilings are, what is it, 10 feet and then 14 in the penthouse?
Yeah, our top floor will have 14-foot clear ceiling heights. The 31st will be 12-foot. And then the balance of the homes throughout the community on floors 3 through 30 will be 10-foot clear throughout the majority of the home. And we'll have Juliet balcony doors that right. will be 7 to 8 feet wide, in some cases 12 feet wide in
wow.
specific floor plans. And they will go up 9 feet. And so you're going to have a Juliet balcony with a glass rail that goes out, and you'll have these doors that will open up. And so you can bring the outside in, and like a beautiful day like we're having today
right.
to open up those doors, enjoy that indoor-outdoor relationship, and capture the views throughout the day as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And if you have just tuning in, this is Monique Buchanan on with Mr. Kruger, who is the vice president of the luxury high rise project down there at Symphony Park. And if you would like to schedule a private tour, I can sponsor you and get you in the hands of Mr. Kruger and his team. And they will walk you through, show you all the amenities and all that this area has to offer. So thank you again, Brian, so much for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity to share with your audience.
All right. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay, so now we want to jump into our highlighted listings. If you're out there, you know, and you've been approved for $330,000 or less, I have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, almost 1,400 square feet, 2-car garage, gated community. And let me tell you, it's right down from where they're about to build that new the equivalent of Summerlin Mall, you know, the beautiful outdoor Summerlin Mall, where they're making the equivalent of that less than 1 mile down from this listing in North Las Vegas. So, you know, where the old Texas used to be, they're going to be building, I don't know if you knew this, but basically the equivalent of a Summerlin Mall there. So outdoor mall. It's going to be gorgeous. And anyway, so this property, once again, is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, gated community. Okay. Gated community. Just over 1,400 square feet, and it has a backyard with brand new cover patio, 2-car garage, like I mentioned. The lot size is 3485, and it's under 330,000, you guys. So that address, 2501 Blue Aloe Court, 89106. You can look it up, 2501 Blue Aloe Court, 89106. So if you know anybody that's looking around that price point, there you go. You can also check out a video on my YouTube channel, Welcome Home with Monique. By the way, my website is welcomehomewithmonique.com. Phone number 702-984-3700. And my buyers that are looking to buy pay me zero. You heard me right. There is no charge for me and my team to represent you when it comes time to buy or purchase a home. So keep that in mind, guys. Once again, 702-984-3700. I do have another jewel for you. Now, this property, we went in and did some repairs. My sellers initially wanted me to list it as is. But you know what? After I did a couple, you know, comps for them and kind of showed them, hey, we can make, you know, a little bit more money if we just spruce it up a bit. That's what they decided to do. And I think that they made the right decision. So we will be listing this property at 410, and it is on 6280 Highland Gardens Drive. New paint, new flooring. Okay. I mean, gray cabinets with the, you know, the handles. They went in there and we did what we needed to do. So this one is a 3-bedroom, 3-bath. It's 1,946 square feet, but it also has a loft that you can look over the edge and see down, you know, into the living room. Great floor plan. So 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 1,946 square feet, and it is really near the Aliante area. Okay, that address is 6280 Highland Gardens Drive, 89031. 6280 Highland Gardens Drive, 89031. And just to remind all of you out there, if you are dealing with a probate, okay, you have inherited a property. You just don't know what to do at this point. Okay, you've inherited it. You're like, what do I do next? I work hand in hand with a couple of probate attorneys. Okay, so I can help you to get that process started. And I can also walk you through the sale of that property. Okay, because it is a different process. And not every realtor is familiar with that process, but I am. So happy to help. Again, if you're dealing with a probate, happy to help. 702-984-3700. All right, 702-984-3700. Lastly, I want to go ahead and congratulate my Seattle clients. I have been getting quite a few clients coming in from California. We have been getting them properties and they're, you know, making their home here in Vegas. Well, just yesterday I gave keys to some Seattle clients and Seattle. I've been getting quite a few from Seattle as well. I've got another one. She's coming on down from Seattle. She's selling her Sewer Park home. It's just crazy how the prices of my homes up in Seattle have just blown up. She's going to be listing her property right there on Sewer Park for about $1.8 million. So she's going to come down and buy all cash here in Vegas. And I'm happy to welcome her to the beautiful Las Vegas. And I'm happy to congratulate my family, if I could ever get out, to the beautiful Las Vegas as well. They got keys yesterday and they are just thrilled. They purchased a property that was a single story and it was just over $430,000. And so, yes, they are very happy to make their home here in Las Vegas. And if you have moved here and you are moving here, you're thinking about moving here or anywhere, actually, in the United States, I've got you covered. Okay, 702-984-3700. You guys have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed week, giving praise and honor to my Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, all the time. And you guys have a great weekend until I hear from you. Thank you for listening. Please remember, all terms discussed are simply an estimate. My license number is S178846. My phone number, if you'd like to contact me, is 702-984-3700. You can also find me on YouTube. And please join me tomorrow at my church, Living Word Church on Hassel. I am part of the EXP Realty Group.